We're talking with Sam Hornish Jr., qualified sixth just now. Talk about your run.
Not quite as good as what we wanted, but felt like we had a little bit more in the car and went out and tried to get a second run in there in the final practice, but with only 5 minutes, it goes by really quick. And not 5 seconds, not, you know, a second, about half a second short of what we needed to get our lap started. And with the way that the car handled 2, 3, and 4 coming to it, I felt like we were going to have a good opportunity to try to get the pole. But I feel like we've got a really good race car, so do the best that we can to get a good pit stall and work our way up there in the Monster Energy 54 car.
Yeah, 54 has been very successful this season. You think you have a good chance at winning this race?
You know, I sure do. You know, this track is getting a little bit more wore out, a little bit bumpy, and I generally like that. The races that I ran in the 54 this year, we've been pretty good. You know, obviously, Kyle does an awesome job every time that he's in the Monster Energy car, but I feel like I've done pretty good. We've led the most laps in 2 races. We've won a race, got the pole, so I mean, we've been pretty strong. We just need to go out there and do what we know how to do tonight and take care of the car and get down there towards the end of the race and hope we'll figure out a way to take it to victory lane.
I know you've only ran part-time this season. How do you keep your focus for each time that you step into a car?
Because I get to think about it, I guess, for about a month in between most of the time. But it's really been nice in a lot of ways because I've got to meet a lot of new people, not only at Monster Energy, but at Joe Gibbs Racing, also with getting to know a lot of the people at Toyota as well. And when I'm not at the racetrack and not at the shop, things like that, I've gotten to spend a lot of time with my wife and kids. And that time you never really get back, so I'm trying to just, you know, keep everything in stride and also remember the blessing that I do have, that, you know, it may not be everything that I always want. You don't always get it when you want it, but I'm taking the good out of all of it and trying to just enjoy myself, and kind of like a hard thing to stay focused but also enjoy yourself at the same time. You know, that's been the biggest struggle for me this year, is just being able to know exactly where I need to be and all those things, and remember to stay focused on the car but also on my family as well.
What are your next races in the Nationwide Series?
We got a week off, and then we go to Iowa, which obviously with the win there earlier this year, I feel really good about. We've also got Mid-Ohio shortly after that. We ran really strong at Road America, the road course race that I did, so I feel like we've obviously got a good opportunity there. And then we go to Kentucky, a place that's even more rough and more out than what we've got here at Chicagoland. So one of the best parts of the schedule has been, it's been a lot of the racetracks I like to run at, but it's also been a lot that have been close for my, you know, core group of fans. You know, I've got a lot of fans in the Midwest, and to be able to come and to race a lot places like Ohio, Michigan, here in Illinois, Kentucky, and all that stuff in Wisconsin, I mean, it's great. You know, the people that have supported me for a long time have had a great opportunity to be able to come out and watch me race when I do race. It's not a bunch of scattered places, but I've enjoyed that, and it's a lot of fun to get to come to the track and to see a lot of, you know, fans and people that still support me.
Well, I know I work at a radio station in northern Indiana, and everybody knows you from winning the Indy 500. So good luck to you, and we'll see you again in Iowa.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I feel like we've got a great opportunity tonight, and can't wait to get back to Iowa, obviously, but always look forward to getting an opportunity to race in front of the core group of fans and all the people that have cheered me on for so many years.
What's your favorite cake?
My favorite cake, you know, if we're going to talk about homemade, I always like the yellow cake with chocolate frosting. That's what my wife and girls make for me every year for my birthday, so I always look forward to that. That's my favorite cake of the year right there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.